1 Samuel chapter 13. Saul was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 42 years over Israel. Saul chose 3,000 men of Israel. 2,000 of these were with Saul at Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and the other 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. The rest of the people he sent back to their homes. Jonathan defeated the garrison of the Philistines at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Saul blew the trumpet throughout the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews listen." All Israel heard the news that Saul had defeated the garrison of the Philistines, and also that Israel had become a stench to the Philistines. The troops mustered to Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and an army as numerous as the sand of the seashore. They came up and camped at Michmash, east of Beit Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a difficult situation, for their troops were hard-pressed, they hid in caves, thickets, rocks, holes, and pits. Some of the Hebrews fled across the Jordan River to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained at Gilead, and all the troops who followed him were trembling with fear. He waited 7 days, the set time that Samuel had indicated, but Samuel had still not come down to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from Saul. So Saul ordered, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offerings." Then he offered the burnt offering. As soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to meet him, so that he might greet him. Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul replied, "When I saw that the people were scattering from me, and you hadn't come at the appointed time, and the Philistines had assembled at Michmash, I thought, 'The Philistines will come down and attack me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the favor of the Lord.' So I felt forced to offer the burnt offering." Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God that he gave you. If you had, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom will not last. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him to be leader over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." Samuel got up and left Gilgal for Gibeah, in the tribal territory of Benjamin. Saul mustered the people who remained with him. There were only 600 men left. Saul, his son Jonathan, and the troops who remained with them stayed in Geba of Benjamin, while the Philistines camped at Michmash. The raiding parties went out of the camp of the Philistines in 3 groups. One group turned to the way that leads to Ophrah, in the region of Sheol. Another group turned toward the road going to Beit Horon. Another group turned toward the road to the border that overlooks the valley of Zeboim, near the wilderness. Now there was no blacksmith found anywhere in all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, "This will stop the Hebrews from making swords or spears." So all Israel used to go down to the Philistines to have their plowshares, mattocks, axe, and sickles sharpened. They charged 2/3 of a shekel for sharpening plowshares and mattocks, and 1/3 shekel for axes and for sharpening ox goads. So on the day of the battle, there was neither sword or spear to be found in the hand of any of the troops that were with Saul and Jonathan. Only Saul and Jonathan, his son, had them. A garrison of the Philistines had gone out to the pass at Michmash.